The politicization of sensitive national issues has become the order of the day among political parties in the country, particularly the NDC and the NPP. The situation has not only affected the development of the country, but has brought in its wake needless tensions among Ghanaians. A senior research fellow with the Lagos Center for International Affairs, Dr. Vladimir Entridanso, is on the line to tell us what contributed to this state of affairs. Good afternoon, Dr. Entridanso.
Good afternoon.
Why is the NDC and the NPP particularly guilty of politicizing every single issue in the country?
It is because of the nature of politics today, where politics has become exclusivist, where politics has become a conduit to making life, acquiring popularity, wealth, prestige, etc. It is also because the politicians know that that kind of winner-takes-all make them try to dictate to the nation. And they also know that the Ghanaian is gullible. Whatever you tell the Ghanaian, they will take it. And lastly, it is because we have the media helping in the politicization of every issue, however innocuous. If these things were not there, we wouldn't see that kind of politics that we're having.
Dr. Entridanso, how do we get back on course in achieving development-oriented issues?
We need to revitalize our institutions. I have been at the forefront of this struggle or this crusade. I don't see why when governments go and governments come, things change. We need to have the National Development Planning Commission to be a commission that is neutral, that doesn't have anybody like government. It must be a commission that brings about developmental programs, and every government will come and follow it, because after all, the Constitution, Chapter 6 of our Constitution, tells us how Ghana should be governed. We need to make our institutions also autonomous of government, so that institutions work outside of government, in the sense that they would not koto or be at the beck and call of any government, the police, the military, everybody. Come to think of it, that when there is a change of government, the police work differently, the DNI work differently, and whatnot and whatnot. Let us have institutions that do not kowtow to the whims of government. They kowtow only to the constitution. This is the only way, when we have institutional autonomy, this is the only way the government will behave. So a minister cannot call the IGP that I'm in trouble, because the IGP didn't make the constitution. If we go this way, I tell you, all this bickering and unnecessary innuendos and shoutings and lies, insipid lies, will stop.
Has this situation been so since independence, or is it particularly pronounced recently?
It is more pronounced recently. It's more pronounced, especially beginning from the so-called revolutionary days, when people who didn't have the experience of governance shut themselves into governance and didn't want to respect anybody. They killed institutions of state. They took over the reins of government and began doing things undemocratically. When democracy came, many of them had matured into some level, and then fighting them created a situation where Ghana had to be polarized. And it has been polarized ever since 1992, especially where in our democratic dispensation, we want to wedge in this kind of non-democratic use of language and lies and intimidation to play our politics.
Dr. Entridanso, do you see the situation changing for the better?
It cannot change if we don't do anything about it. It will grow worse, and I tell you, it is growing worse. In 2008, we were close to war. Many people haven't seen war before, or they don't deal with war situations. They don't teach conflict, they don't research into conflict. But if you are in a place where you know what conflict is, you would not play such pranks, because it's a serious situation. Currently, we have reached a stage where you need, I always use that word, with, I beg you for my language, you need an idiot to just press the trigger. We had the Bamba boys, we had the Azoka boys, and everybody is just fooling, excuse me. And therefore, only some bad news will just pull something off. In 2008, I remember very well, on the 28th of December, people were calling on us to go to war. The EC was surrounded, and you needed one person just to shoot the gun, and then we would have all been in war. So it is going worse, and we need to do something about it. I'm very happy that many more people are now talking about it. It's a serious situation, and we don't have to play with it. After all, governance is change and continuity. Nobody should care about who rules. We should all care about how the person rules. That's the more important thing. That's why state institutions are more important than personality.
Thanks for your time, Dr. Nkidansu.
You are very welcome.
I was a senior research fellow with the Legon Center for International Affairs, Dr. Vladimir Nkidansu.